What will college be like this spring as the pandemic drags on? One small liberal arts school in Ohio is outlining its plan, and it reads like a sign of the times. This week, Ohio Wesleyan University said it would start the spring semester later. The first 2 weeks of classes will take place online, and spring break will be shorter. The university also announced that it's dropping 18 majors and consolidating some academic departments as it stares down a budget deficit and stiff competition for a dwindling number of students. Joining us now on Skype is Ohio Wesleyan University President Rock Jones. Rock, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Peter. It's good to be with you today.
Sure, and you have been president at the school since 2008. Have you ever seen a year with this many challenges?
Well, I don't think any of us have. We have the COVID pandemic, and we have really, I would call it a second pandemic of systemic racism and the racial reckoning in our country. We have financial challenges that have accompanied the pandemic with high levels of unemployment in the country. It's a challenging time for all of us.
Yeah, and it's all playing out on college campuses like yours. So let's get into some of the changes that are coming. What's the thinking behind delaying the start of your spring semester for in-person learning?
Yeah, so we have had a successful semester this fall, in part because we have been able to use outdoor spaces. Starting with actually classroom learning in the middle of February in Ohio is not warm weather, but it allows us to move the semester later. 3 weeks later than normal. The first 2 weeks will be remote learning. The students will be on campus. Then we'll move to the classrooms, the laboratories, the studios. We will not have a spring break as we normally do, but three times during the semester, we'll have a Tuesday and a Wednesday off. We're hoping that students will not travel from campus. We think that one way to help contain the virus is to limit coming and going. And so the spring semester will look much like the fall semester with this adjusted calendar.
In this fall, you did some things differently as well. You were randomly testing 200 people a week on campus. Masks are required. And of course, maybe it's no surprise, students are still getting sick. How seriously do you think your students are taking this pandemic?
Well, I think the students are taking it very seriously. They are concerned about doing the right thing. And we've seen just extraordinary compliance with the requirement to wear masks, to remain socially distanced. People in town comment that when they drive by the campus, everybody they see is wearing a mask. Yes, we've had some presence of the virus, and it's been in two or three settings where a group of students were together, maybe for a meal, and were too close to one another physically. But that's the vast minority of the experience on campus. Our students have been terrific.
Well, you've also had to make some tough financial decisions this month. You've dropped 18 majors. I've got a list here among them: dance, Middle Eastern studies, journalism, German, earth sciences. That's just a few. You've had to consolidate departments. The whole idea is to save about $4 million. How tough is the financial picture right now on campus?
These are challenging times in American higher education, largely because the number of students going to college is decreasing because there are smaller numbers of students finishing high school. And so we made the decision that we would be well served to work with our faculty to look at the curriculum and find ways in which we could achieve some reductions, recognizing that there are fewer students available to go to college. Families are not able to save for college in the ways that they once were. So this was a thoughtful process that began actually several months before COVID. We happen to have more than 95 majors, which for a small liberal arts college is a very large number. So the reduction of 18 from 95 is quite different than if we were a typical college with 45 majors reducing by 18.
So you've got a lot of things going on. You know, on the one hand, there's something you could plan for, which was the shift in demographics. But then on the other hand, there's something that you absolutely could not plan for, which was the arrival of this pandemic that put the entire country and college campuses like yours into crisis. So when you combine those two things, how powerful is the punch?
Yeah, well, it's significant. And I just have to really compliment the faculty of Ohio Wesleyan. The recommendations for the reductions in the academic program were all made by a committee of faculty. That's not to say it was easy for them, but the faculty are deeply committed to the long-term mission of Ohio Wesleyan as a residential liberal arts college, and in particular, to the mission of liberal education as fundamental and foundational for American democracy. And so while it is a powerful punch to the gut in some ways. In other ways, this is looking ahead to ensure that the work that's happened on this campus for 178 years will be around for another 178 years.
That's Rock Jones, president of Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware, Ohio. Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to speak with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate your interest. These are important times and important topics for all of us.